Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Pete Buzzin with you today with Dr. Kathy Simmons of NCBA. Back with Dr. Simmons in just a moment.
Once a calf leaves the home place, they're sent off into the real world, where they'll face the real elements. Alone, exposed, vulnerable to chilling winds and angry skies. It's where all kinds of hungry respiratory viruses, monstrous bacteria, and dangerous predators lurk. So you'd better make sure they're protected. Enter Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ. Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ provides broad protection against key respiratory enemies, and it is specifically labeled to protect against the most common type of BVDV in the country, type 1B. Because when the real world is relentless, you'd better have relentless respiratory protection to match. Visit relentlessprotection.com and talk to your veterinarian about Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ today.
The National Cattlemen's Beef Association, along with the National Pork Producers Council, have been working hard with Congress to come up with money and authorization for an FMD vaccine bank and other elements of battling foreign animal disease. Chief Veterinary Officer of NCBA, Dr. Kathy Simmons, says it looks like things are moving right along to make that a reality.
Yes, Ron, I think that's something that we've all been working on for many years prior to coming into this farm bill. We all realize that when we ask for a project of this magnitude, we have to have planning both before, during, and after the process of the farm bill. Right now, the farm bill is going to conference, and so that we can get the harmony between the House version and the Senate version. The House version has mandatory funding for the FMD bank. The Senate version authorized it, but did not speak specifically to mandatory funding. So that's going to be an issue, I think, as we move forward. It was really a what we like to call a three-legged stool on this whole ask in the farm bill, and that is the FMD bank, a vaccine bank, that is a disaster disease preparedness program, and also money for the Nalin labs, which would be responsible for the diagnostics in the event of one of these foreign animal disease outbreaks. And I think all of these things look like they're going to move forward, and as we find out what the funding levels will be, we will be able then to work with USDA and others to try to make this a reality.
And Dr. Simmons and others have high hopes that an FMD vaccine bank will become a reality after the 2018 Farm Bill is complete, and already, she says, USDA has some groundwork in place.
Well, I think on the front end of all of this, USDA put out a sources sought notice, which was a notice to the pharmaceutical companies who produce FMD vaccine to tell us what it would cost and what vaccines would be available for use. We know there are multiple serotypes. They don't have cross protection. So USDA has done research to see what would be the biggest threats for the FMD serotypes that would enter the United States. And that's what we would stock. So I think that planning has been done. I think also we look to see about preparedness. Certainly FMD vaccine is one tool in the toolbox for preparedness against foreign animal disease. Managed movements would be another. Permitted movements, creating quarantine zones around an area of an outbreak. All of these things would be working with the producers, with the state animal health authorities and the federal animal health authorities, and that's where the secure beef supply plan comes in for continuity of business for non-infected product to move to the consumer. So I think we've been working on that. We've gotten through a couple of stages of the secure beef supply plan. We still have another year or two to work on that, but we have a really great foundation to move forward in that direction. The Nalin labs, I think, have been assured of funding, but then we have to think about things like diagnostic kits for diagnosis of FMD during an outbreak situation and having enough of those stocked as well. So there are many things to be planning, but once we find that we have the support from the Farm Bill, a lot of these things can move forward.
So is it a matter of having enough doses on hand, or do you have just that base vaccine where you can rapidly multiply it when you have an outbreak? How do you make that work?
I think a lot of it is that you need to have enough vaccine to get you started in a situation like this and then the surge capacity to continue to produce it.
Dr. Kathy Simmons. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the special replacement cow and bull sale at McAllister Stockyards, Saturday, September 22nd at noon. The sale features 750 head of bred heifers, cows, pairs, and bulls, including 30 Angus influence first calf heifer pairs, 18 Brahma influence first calf heifer pairs, and many more. New buyers must register before sale day. For more information, go to the website at McAllisterStockyards.com or call 918-423-2834. 918-423-2834.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.